Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Maddie with your ADN Zedlines.
In local news, the Brisbane City Council has revealed that trips on the M2 Metro have jumped up by 161% on Friday and Saturday nights. The tram-like Metro, which replaced the Route 66 bus in January of 2025, seems to be quite popular during the hours of 7 p.m. to midnight since 50-cent fares began in August of 2024. The Council has since announced an expansion for the Brisbane Metro service, with funding coming in from all three levels of government. However, the expansion conceded that full expansion of the Brisbane Metro would be unlikely to be completed before the 2032 Olympics begins.
Results of an inquest from 2023 focused on three suicides of patients at the Prince Charles Hospital in Chermside. It's shown that staff working there suffered intense workloads and constant overcrowding. The coronial inquest examines the quality of patients' care, staff shortages, and the inpatient facilities that are considered no longer fit for use at two psychiatric wards. Staff involved with the case of Kendall Quick initially assessed that she did not intend to take her own life, but 2 weeks after being admitted, she would. Staff spoke on the overcrowding of wards with a total of 60 inpatient beds that one psychiatrist said was over capacity, quote, 100% of the time, and that beds from another ward in the hospital were constantly in use for mental health patients. Staff have testified to handling between 11 and 13 patients at the time of Kendall Quick's admission, which is more than double the suggested caseload. As a result, the Queensland government committed $10 million to the facility.
In national news, Elon Musk makes a splash off the coast of Christmas Island as a SpaceX rocket crashes into the Indian Ocean yesterday afternoon. The rocket is being towed to shore with locals on the island lined up along beaches to capture a glimpse of the spacecraft. Christmas Island Tourism Association Chair David Watchorn was quoted saying it was incredible to see the spaceship up close, and the quote, "We heard some rumors that SpaceX might be coming to Christmas Island, and it was just there. Huge." Musk's Starship 40 was launched on July 24th from Texas, and after a successful mission re-entered the atmosphere as of yesterday, landing in the Indian Ocean far off the coast of Western Australia. Space junk is becoming more common in the Northern Hemisphere as humankind ventures further into space, with several incidents documenting debris from spacecraft and objects ending up in oceans and beaches.
Piper McKinn lived the life of a typical rural teenager, playing netball, going to school and helping her parents at the farm. This was until at 15, her energy and health started rapidly declining. Over the course of just a few months, Piper was finding herself spending days in bed and using a wheelchair to get around, with no clue as to why. Local doctors conducted countless tests, finding nothing, until recently, when one simple test uncovered that she was suffering from POTS. This is not the first time a young woman has suffered at the hands of medical professionals, ignorant to the nature of the condition such as this. A national survey of more than 2,000 general practitioners showed that only 2% had received any training in POTS diagnosis treatment.
In international news, 2 years ago, President Donald Trump staged a press conference surrounded by grocery staples to showcase the inflation of food prices under Democrats. Today, food prices are still rising despite his claims that he alone could end inflation and lower the cost of living in America. A Reuters analysis of 26 grocery categories from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that prices have risen 3.4% in the first 19 months of his second term. Surges in coffee, beef, and apples have offset declines in items like eggs and butter. A White House official suggested that consumer prices have barely increased, pointing to selective data from July as evidence that inflation is under control.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.